the squid. Squid are invertebrates, meaning that they do not have a backbone. The giant squid is the world's largest invertebrate. Giant squids can be up to 59 feet long and can weigh almost a ton. All squid live in the ocean. Certain squid, like the giant squid, live very deep in the ocean, which makes them difficult for a scientist to study. The top part of the squid is called the mantle. The mantle contains all of the main organs. Look where the eyes are placed. As you can see, the squid's eyes are on each side of its mantle. Although it can see on both sides, it would make it difficult to see ahead of it or behind it. Sometimes squid end up stranded in shallow waters because of this. Now look at the short, wavy body parts hanging below the mantle. Those are called the squid's arms. The two longer ones are the tentacles, and there are suction cups on the end of them. Squid use the suction cups to hold on to their prey when they are hunting. The suction cups have sharp edges, and when the squid hunts, they can leave circular cuts on their prey. The arms also have suction cups on them, but the tentacles are the main arms used to catch the squid's dinner. They eat a lot of crustaceans, mollusks, and fish. Squid move by water propulsion. They bring water in through their mantles and then force the water out through a funnel on their underside. When they move, they bring their arms and tentacles in close, which makes them look like a streamlined bullet shooting through the water. They point their funnels in different directions to help them maneuver through the water. Historically, people have feared giant squid and their cousins, octopuses, but there is no strong evidence that a squid would attack unless someone bothered it. Squid are actually withdrawn. Most have the ability to release a dark ink that makes the water cloudy. This helps the squid to escape. In Italy, the squid ink is used as a sauce for spaghetti.